That's the sound of Henderson Middle School getting new classrooms. It will also get a bigger media center and a new band suite. It's all funded by the most recent eSPLOST, which expires in July 2017. On Tuesday, voters will decide whether to renew the tax so work like this can continue. But State Senator Fran Miller of Dunwoody is not on board.
What bothered me here is they're doing it here in the May primary. They could do this in November. They could probably do it next spring and put together a list of projects.
In the past, the district has come up with such a list. This time around, the ballot names just general projects, like facility and technology improvements. Miller says that violates the state constitution. Allison Gewurz is a Henderson mom and president of Parents Councils United. She says in the past, DeKalb used building assessments to come up with the list.
And schools would say, wait a minute, our classroom count is actually different than what's on there, or we have a problem with our track that nobody ever looked at.
This time, the district is asking for community feedback first. If voters reject the tax, it could put the district in a bind. Richard Boyd is DeKalb's director of design and construction.
I'm not sure how they would fund a lot of the renovations that are needed and a lot of the major capital items like roof replacements.
Seventh grader Roman Scott says there's another downside. He's in a portable classroom now and will be in high school by the time the construction is done.
I have to go through all the pain and yet I don't get anything in return.
When Roman's pain ends, we'll be up to the voters. Martha Dalton, WABE News.